I think there was a time, about 1952, the IEEE came out with a special transistor issue of the IEEE proceedings, all devoted to transistors, semiconductors, what have you. The reason I call that one is that that was the first semiconductor paper I ever wrote. It was in there on how the theory of how transistors work. And that was sort of a seminal time in which people suddenly sat up and said, hey, you know, this semiconductor vision might really be up to something. And then, of course, William Shockley came out with his book on
semiconductors and holes or something like that.
Electrons and holes.
Electrons and holes.
And that was just a boon. Another big thing that happened about that time, early 50s, late mid 50s, is that Bell Labs had a symposium in which they invited a lot of people who were interested in semiconductors to come there and learn what Bell Labs could do and how to do the transistor processing. And so everybody who was interested in semiconductors sent representatives there. I didn't happen to be that far into it at that moment, but those people fanned out, and that was sort of a seed, a big undertaking, but it had a gigantic effect on the development of the field. So that was certainly one of the things that happened in the mid-50s sometime, early in the